You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, this week, featuring news and commentary on this week in Black Hollywood. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live this week, Dario Kristen.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're watching Black Hollywood Live this week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen, and we are getting into formation right now. We got a little Beyonce playing in the background right now. Y'all ready for the moves?
I'm so ready.
You know them?
No, I don't know them.
I know.
I just know some shoulders.
And then the Beyonce bounce, you can do that.
Playing with my baby hair and my afro.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And this is going to go with that Creole like a Texas Bama. Hey.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. With me is my dancing co-host,
Courtney Anse,
everybody.
Up, y'all? What's up?
And DJ Jesse J.
What's up?
We got a great show today. We got a lot of topics, including Beyonce.
Yeah, honey.
She's receiving a lot of backlash over that performance at Super Bowl, as well as a lot of backlash from police, but we're going to talk about that. Ciara files a $15 million lawsuit against Future.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
Black Panther has a new documentary that is going to be out. Actually, it is out right now on PBS, which we'll talk about.
Black Panthers, not...
Black Panthers. Black Panther documentary. Yes.
Like
Black
not, Panther not documentary. Marvel
there
comic.
Is a documentary.
Yes, the documentary, not the comic book. And we have TV One premieres The Next 15. And the reality stars are already fighting behind the scenes. Go figure.
Too much tea spilling.
All right, but first up, we're going to talk about last week's Buzzer Meter question, which was, who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
Everybody. Aww.
Sorry.
Or the Broncos.
They wanted.
So you guys wanted the Panthers to win at 78%.
Yeah.
And the Broncos at
22%.
Really
sorry
about
bored
that.
Watching that game, by the way.
Me too,
you know what?
My sister got on me. She was like, "No, it was a great game." I was bored.
I mean, when they were neck and neck at kind of this, you know, at the beginning of the game,
yeah,
and they were going back and forth, it was exciting.
They
but then
fumbled
once
it, like,
they got
8,000 yeah times, it was like watching a fumble football game.
Yes, it was. I mean, it had its anticlimactic moments. I mean, yeah, obviously the Super Bowl show was a big highlight of that,
yeah,
which we'll talk about a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I want to, before we get into the topics, I want to talk about this, which is the BuzzMeter question for today is, do you find Beyonce's song Formation empowering?
Mm.
Let us know what you think, and we will read those results next week. All right, we're going to move on to the hot topics with DJ Jesse J.
Boom! I'm a Cam Newton. So, obviously, Super Bowl is such a big deal to certain people. Panthers
not,
won.
Not you. Jesse's
you know
not
what
one
I mean?
Of them,
Panthers won 24.
No, you mean
oh, I'm sorry.
Broncos
excuse
won
me. Broncos
see,
won
you already...
24 to 10.
Yeah.
Sure.
He wrote it down.
I wanted to Steve Har- I wanted to Steve Harvey all right.
Yeah, that was good. Okay.
You know, since he's my idol. Well, so after the game, you know, Cam Newton has been, like, the Wheaties Man Player of the Year
yeah
here.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got dance moves named after him and whatnot. So they put – obviously, they put all the players in a conference after, and they have to talk to the media.
Yeah.
Which I have a little problem with some people's PR. Because – so Cam Newton was one of them, and I actually saw this live. And so he's in there just being asked all these questions, and he's just – like watching a little fucking kid. He's just like...
He's very upset.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm a sore loser. I don't know. You know, we threw the ball. They caught the ball. You know, things happen. It's just the way it happened.
He was in his feelings.
And so, at one point, he just got up and just walked on out. 3 minutes into the...
Supposedly.
Now, there was this other camera, if you saw a couple different angles, where they were taping him. And you could see him paying... In this picture, actually, is one of the spots. He's looking over to a black curtain. So they had all the players from different teams basically doing interviews next to each other. Mm-hmm. They can't see each other, but they can hear it. And so apparently he could hear Chris Harris, which I watched the interview over again. You can hear him talking. Where he's talking about winning and whatnot. And that apparently irritated Cam Newton. So he allegedly hurt him, got annoyed, and left. He came out to say he's sorry. He's a sore loser. And if you can find a good loser, then he will try to imitate being a good loser. But he is a sore loser. He apologized for it. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry. But people are actually kind of blaming his PR team because they're saying, why, if we know that this man is like this, and clearly this is a huge game, why are these people talking to the press instantly right after?
Aren't they contractually obligated?
Yeah, they have to do
and,
that.
And the media is allowed to go.
But I thought they weren't allowed to have the other team, like, right there doing it. Like, I thought they all had to do it, but, like, the Panthers would be here talking to whoever, and then the Broncos would be somewhere
Well, apparently
else.
They were two different rooms, but the room was just separated by a black curtain.
Right.
And so that is where the confusion comes. So maybe this will start something that the player felt, you know, I don't want to hear what the other team's boasting about. Or
well, what's interesting, too, is that, you know, a lot of the reports today are also making this a race issue because they're saying, you know, because he's a black quarterback and the way he's being treated by media and the, some of the harsh things that people are saying, you know, on these tweets. I mean, you know, one of the tweets is a former NFL linebacker tweeted this. You will never last in the NFL with that attitude. The world doesn't revolve around you, boy. Hashtag Cam Newton, which was later deleted.
Who said that?
You know what? I got to look
and
up his name. Yes. Unfortunately, I did not write down his name, but I'm going to look it up.
He made my neck crack. Like.
But he tweeted later, calm down, everyone. I meant he needs to grow up. And then there's
except
just a lot.
Except you didn't say
that. Right.
Right, except you didn't say that. And there's been lots of comments, I think, that people are making about Cam because he's typically known as being someone who's kind of cocky, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of a little bit outspoken in certain things. And for him to walk out of that press conference, first of all, you know, kind of the way that he did, people are not feeling
Why
that.
Are they surprised by it? I mean, he's going, you know what I mean? He'd be a score touchdown, bam, dab on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, so, here's the thing, though. If you are someone who is cocky and able to take that side of things, you also have to be able to take the repercussions of the other side,
in an
too.
Adult mindset, but this is a football player, and I'm not saying all football players, you know, I'm not putting them in any sort of whatever, but I'm just saying, like, his game, he's all year he trains for this one game.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm looking up the linebacker
pissed,
right now.
And if he's that cocky about it, I would expect, I mean, I have very cocky friends who play sports and they're horrible losers.
Yeah.
Because that's all they care about. That's
winners.
All they've been thinking about. Everyone's been injecting them. And then even the race thing to play on top of that.
Right.
Imagine him. Here he is going against, what's the other, Eli Manning?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Don't mix up the brothers now.
I'm surprised I even got that.
That's pretty good. Mr. Non-Football.
Right.
That's pretty good.
And you know where I pulled that from?
Because you saw Eli
out of a Nicki Minaj verse. That's how I can pull.
Not Nicki Minaj influenced the finding of with the brothers.
Whatever works.
So, but even with the racing, this is a lot on somebody. So he's probably in his head looking at, oh, all these people fucking talking all that shit. I can just imagine him in that moment. And I just think, you know, if you're pull him aside before he goes on. Let him get some breathers in. He's a kid. Let him grow. I mean, how old is he actually before I say he's a kid?
27, 26? I think, around there. 26, 27.
He's a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's more proper training, really, but
I mean, did it suck? Yes. Like, don't get up and walk out because they're going to bash you regardless. But at the same time, for me, like, I'm not giving a pass to athletes, but he's not the first misbehaved athlete upset about losing a game.
And is he really misbehaving, though?
Like, and if he didn't start, like, swearing and, like, yelling, he was like, okay, I need to leave because I can't listen to this right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I get it. Like, because the stakes are really high. This isn't like, oh, I'm just, you know, playing in my backyard with my homies and I'm, like, pissed off and walking off with my ball. Like, the stakes are pretty high. Like, there's a lot going on. So I don't give him a pass. I think he shouldn't have left. I think it would have obviously been stronger to deal with it and suck it up and go about your business. But I do understand.
But also sometimes owning the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, in that situation, even though it might have hurt your pride or a little bit, but to just say to the media, like, you know what, this is a really sensitive moment right now. I don't know if I can handle this. I'm going to come back.
And I can
it's the way that you handle it. Right, if you articulate that. And just so you know, the quote that I used earlier about you will never last in NFL with that attitude quote and calling him a boy was by a NFLer, former NFLer by the name of Bill Romanowski.
I don't know.
So he was in the NFL for many years, played for several teams, and, you know, he was called racist, so that's why he pulled that tweet
down. Also, though, with Cam, though, like, you know that everybody's looking at you because you're the black quarterback, right. So it just made it that much worse.
And at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but his plays were bad.
Well, I mean I don't know. I don't know about that.
The plays were bad. They were bad plays.
But that wasn't what he was, like, complaining about. He accepted that we lost. It was just having to hear
It's the way he should have articulated it.
Like, in that moment. And it's right after the game. Like, if it was the next day and he did that, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, right.
But it's literally right after the game, and you're still absorbing that I just fucking lost the biggest game of my life.
Right.
Like, it's a big deal. But whatever. Good luck, bro.
Well, so what did you say that other guy? The racist guy? Romanowski?
Romanowski.
Right, well, he clearly probably didn't love the Beyonce halftime show in which the Super Bowl opened up for Beyonce's world announcement of her formation tour. So basically the day after the NAACP's, Beyonce dropped the formation video.
Yes.
Random as all hell. She was like, oh, you guys were listening to Rihanna's Anti album. That's cute. Formation.
Not anymore.
The video came out and received mixed emotions. People were saying it was pro-black, and people then, of course, you know, Twitter just had to add on in it's anti-white and anti-police and all this stuff. So then the fun memes came out. Apparently Red Lobster went up in sales for
33%. Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, but it took them forever to respond at all.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I know them cheddar biscuits.
Those cheddar biscuits.
All the black folks is at Red Lobster this week.
But don't start talking about it right now. The Beyonce seafood special had me dying. All right, so, but the real backlash came from the Super Bowl performance. Yes. So obviously we've been talking about, I've been like,
hoping
Michelle and Kelly were going to pop up, hoping I was going to see a Rihanna video, hoping I was going to see something, you know what I mean? And, well, so let me just put this out there. For the Super Bowl, before I get into everything, the only negative thing I would have to say about the halftime show is that for the 50th anniversary, I would have liked to have more star power.
Yes.
I would have liked to have seen maybe Prince show up for one quick song.
Yeah.
Like, just past performers. Since it's like a milestone.
I would actually say that the star power that like showed up with Katy Perry was more exciting than the star power that showed up.
You mean you didn't like the back and forth between her and Bruno Mars?
No,
it's not that I didn't like it. Yeah. It's just that I agree. Like, it's the 50th anniversary. Like, I wanted
you wanted
see,
like three more
some
people.
More people to come out.
Remember back in the day, it used to be like 6 to 8 people doing different mashups. Custom so this one,
ain't nobody trying to pay no
it started with Coldplay, which I was asleep for. I got heated my pizza up. And then Bruno Mars came out, and to me, Bruno Mars stole the show, personally.
No, he did great.
He was tap dance around. Came out to Crazy in Love. And then Miss Beyonce came out J-setting to Formation.
She did.
And she had a dance troupe of beautiful black women. They looked like they was coming straight out the Chirac movie premiere. I was like, where's Tiana Paris in there? Miss Lala Anthony. She came out there. She did her little performance. She did a tribute to Michael Jackson. That was not to Malcolm X. It was to Michael Jackson's past Super Bowl.
Well, they were saying the formation that the girls went into.
Oh,
the dance was an X.
Okay.
That was a tribute to Michael X.
And then it went back and forth between her and Bruno, which to me, that was the most interesting part.
With Chris Martin sitting in the back
sneaking in. Can I come?
He did.
Is it time to walk up? Yeah.
I know the Super Bowl only let us come here because I got you
to
sign
on.
Can I finish the song? It's my favorite song, Bruno's. Can I? No.
Can I put the flowers back on the piano? Oh,
okay. No, love.
I'll just wait.
Love everybody, though. So people are really upset. It's anti-police, anti-white. The fact that the Super Bowl would allow Beyonce to do this at the halftime show. The halftime show is supposed to be about
family
fun, you know, not empowering just one group of people where they felt like this was, you know, so pro-black. And it was just, there was, someone damn well had the nerve to say that there was not one white girl dancing in Beyonce's performance.
I love white people.
So after the award, well, Beyonce said she loved the – after the show happened, Beyonce came out. She said, you know, I loved my performance. I love what my performance stood for and – sorry, haters. She also donated, well, since 2007. If you saw the video, people are like, why is she referencing Katrina? Because since 2007, Beyonce has been donating money to the Knowles Temenos Place apartment complex, which holds 43 individuals, male and female, homeless. They provide meals, job training, HIV screenings, goals for self-sufficiency to get them up and going. And she also, Beyonce.com, announced her Formation Tour, which the tickets are going from $45 to $1 million. And some of the proceeds from that are going to go to Flint victims. So what y'all think?
I mean, you know, here's the thing.
Between the haters and the non-haters.
But I think it's just getting a little bit out of control, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, right before I came in here, I was reading an article about how now they're asking people to boycott on February 16th to go down to the NFL headquarters and use the hashtag boycott Beyonce. And it's a planned anti-Beyonce rally because people are just, you know, upset about her.
Yeah, but come running around looking for y'all.
Well, that's the thing. They're upset about the whole thing, about the whole Super Bowl performance.
Why would they do that at the NFL? Like, the NFL cares about Beyonce anymore. Like, she already did. Yeah, but
I think that they're upset just because they feel like what you said, that the NFL approved this performance during Super Bowl.
Well, they did. She had to rehearse it.
And they did. Now, the funny thing is, there is a, you know, opposite side of this where there's an invitation going out to all of the Beyonce followers that are, you know, that they're supposed to come in and kind of trump this and also go to the same place.
The Beehive is going to show
up. It could be this really big thing. And there's been invitations that went out. Apparently the invitation for the anti-Beyonce performance or boycott is...
This is going to turn into a Rihanna versus Beyonce situation. Yeah, well,
the anti-Beyonce rally, the invitation said, are you offended as an American that Beyonce pulled her race baiting stunt at the Super Bowl? Do you agree it was a slap in the face to law enforcement? That's what the invitation said.
Okay, honestly, what law enforcement in the performance? In the performance,
it's because they were dressed in Black Panther attire. And white people, a lot of white people, and I apologize to all of you out there, but I'm going to call you uneducated, assume that any reference to Black Panther is anti-police.
Right.
Learn what the Black Panthers actually did.
So, I mean, it just, it's exhausting. And it's like, y'all, if you're really worried about, like, what's really going on and worried about the police, like, be worried about the police and don't be worried about Beyonce's performance because you're wasting your air. Like, go out in your community and make sure the police ain't shooting random people they shouldn't be, and we wouldn't be having these issues to begin with.
I just wish Beyonce would go on media and whitewash everything and be like, there were no white women? Oh, I don't even know. I just felt, you know, the women who really proved themselves as dancers.
Really, we were just looking for afros.
Because that's what they
get quite the fluffiest white girl afro, but if we'd gotten one with a good weave, we would have totally taken one.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing with the counterpart to this is that the women supporters for Beyonce are being asked to dress in outfits inspired by the Formation video. So this is going to be a whole variety of people showing up.
But it's
on
true.
The 16th.
Any reference to Black Panther-ness scares the shit out of white people.
Yeah.
But what they should also recognize is that's not black people's fault. That's actually white people and the government's fault because they led y'all to believe way more about the Black Panther Party than was actually accurate.
Black Panthers and KKK
are not. Because they wanted y'all to be
scared.
Because they wanted y'all to be scared so they could take them down. So maybe you should just go read a book.
How would y'all feel if Beyonce came in on a giant Black Panther like Katy Perry came in on a lion? Then what would you have said?
Oh, the whole Super Bowl would just shut down.
Katy Perry can come in on a lion, but I can't come in on a black cat. I mean,
well, the other thing is actually, this is why in a lot of ways this could turn into a really big thing, is because now all of the Twitter, a lot of the Twitter haters about this or, you know, anti-Beyonce people, they're taking this back to Black Lives Matter, and they're saying hashtag, there's a hashtag now that's created that's Black Lives Matter is a fraud. So there's these Twitter people who are saying that statistically more white people are killed by police than black people. So they're saying that all these movements that we're making and talking about as black people, or not just black people who are supportive of it, Black Lives Matter overall, that is false information. They're saying that this information in all reality we're projecting things that aren't true as far as like statistically who's killed more.
So we didn't say anything about it being killed more actually, because numerically speaking, there are more white people in the country than there are black people. So that would make sense. The problem is disproportionate.
Right.
That's a different concept. But whatever, people. I can't.
You can't, like, where do you really go with like, that whatever. Conversation? Just.
And then the last line of that, actually, that the anti, you know, Black Lives Matter, or they're saying hashtag Black Matters, Black Lives Matter is a fraud, is at the bottom of one of the tweets, it was saying, nothing will change until the black community chooses self-accountability over blame, excuses, and deflection. There's nothing racist about facts, and a movement without them is propaganda.
Okay, we'll work on that. We'll work on our facts and propaganda.
So speaking of propaganda, Beyonce apparently coming out with another album. So get ready. Y'all can be mad
even
more. There
will be more Negro power that's going to scare the shit out of you. So maybe you should just turn off your radios, turn off your TVs, and just go and hide in a hole somewhere.
Because Beyonce coming.
You scared Beyonce and what her message is.
Well, I'd be interested to see, which she probably won't, but if she showed up to the rally on Tuesday. I know she's not, but
never.
I'm just saying it would be major if she did.
Beyonce's going to be far from that.
Far from that.
She'll be in her little wherever she was at when she posted on Instagram.
She can pop up at the Grammys on Monday and do a little something with her Black Panther hat on.
You think she's going to be at the Grammys?
I mean, no, but if anything, she would.
I feel like she's going to be quiet for like the next week.
She will be.
Just let y'all talk.
She's going to let Rihanna do her Grammy performance. Rihanna going to drop her video, and then right when the video and Rihanna performance, and everyone's like, Rihanna, Beyonce, gonna be like, album on iTunes right now.
Bump that title.
And if you didn't support Rihanna, then you get four extra bonus tracks on Tidal.
It's gonna be the butt of all the jokes at the Grammys. You know, so there's gonna be references to that, I'm sure, the entire time. So.
Boom. Well, whatever it is, make sure you guys check out our sister site, AfterBuzz TV. Whatever your favorite TV show is, as soon as the show is done, head over to AfterBuzz TV. We'll be over there talking about it. Boom.
All right, Courtney Stewart.
Boom. Okay, we already talked about this a little bit, but for those of you who want some more information, or at least to make, you know, educated conversation about what the Black Panther Party and whatnot actually was, you should check out a documentary that is airing on PBS on Tuesday. It is called The Black Panther, Vanguard of the Revolution. It's a documentary. It was out in theaters late last year. I think it was fall of last year. So it's been out, but it's just now making its TV debut. You can check it out on PBS. Basically, it's the first feature-length documentary to ever really cover the full scope of the Black Panthers, from the history of it to the significance to American culture as a whole, as well as the lessons learned from the demise, because it was only around for about 10 years, not quite 10 years. It explores from 1966 to 1973. This guy by the name of Stanley Nelson, he directed, wrote, and produced the entire thing over the course of 7 years. And he's gotten a little bit of backlash because some people say he definitely like explores. There was some, I mean, the Black Panther Party wasn't perfect, y'all.
Right.
But it came from somewhere for a reason. And he sort of is said to have evaluated all the sides of the party, not just one side. So, you know, some people are not happy and thrilled about showing the negative stuff, and some people are like, yeah, see, it was all negative. And he's trying to show that, no, it had multifaceted point, and you should check it out and see what you can learn, because you could learn some.
I'm excited to see it. I think that it's great. It's on PBS as well.
Yes, it's on PBS.
You know,
Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Tuesday at 9 o'clock. After the rally, for Beyonce, check out the documentary.
Because seriously, like, a lot of people don't know anything about what the point of the Black Panther Party
was. A lot of people don't.
All they know is, ooh, Black Panther, ooh, scary. They used to carry guns, and the government had to arrest all, and they killed all these cops.
Right.
All that shit ain't true, y'all.
Right. They used to help out segregation in the schools.
So check it out. See what you think. Let us know what you think. Tweet about it. Whatever. Let us know. Anyway. So after you check that out, you can go over to TMZ and laugh, because apparently Ciara has decided that Future has slandered her and done all kinds of defamation in public, and she is suing him for $15 million.
Girl, your Fantasy Ride album number 3 is what fucking defamed you, girl. Not no damn Future. When you came out with Fantasy Ride, your Future ended there, girl.
I love. So she is suing Future for allegedly blasting her mothering skills and attacking her relationship with Russell Wilson, all to publicize his music. Basically, in the suit, she refers to the radio interview that Future did, where Future basically was quoted as saying, Ciara probably set him up, referring to Russell. You letting them catch that photo, leave my son out of all your publicity stunts. And then for those of y'all that forgot or didn't remember, we talked about after the holidays how he went on that Twitter rant that day about how he didn't get to see his baby over the holidays. And so she's also got that as a part of her suit and as proof of his behavior. And basically she says that just based on the Twitter whatever crap that he went on after the holidays, just based on that, he's actually seen his son 19 different visitations. And some of them were over many days. So it was all lies. And it's all to make her look bad. And it's causing her brand problems. And it's libel. So she's suing him $15 million. Future has responded, supposedly through his camp, basically saying he's considering his own options for a countersuit.
Right.
So. This is a mess.
But here's my thing. They've been going back and forth in this thing for so long. She's upset about him making these public statements about her. She's, you know, vice versa. I mean, she's written, I bet, when she did the song, I bet, last year, it was
right
about him.
Right after their divorce.
Yeah, it was about him. So, breakup. I mean, well, what's the difference? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, and then I'm like, who sets the amount of money? So, $15 million, really? To me, it makes her look like she's just money hungry.
She does look
money hungry. That's what appears to me.
It's just like,
because you keep going back in about it.
You're the mom with the music career. You know, I mean, Future's cute. He's trending right now. But, like, you've been in this business.
But I think that's part of the argument, is that it's not just that he's doing it, period. It's that whenever he has something dropping, he's always going off on her about something. Because, like, his album came out right after he did
But she did the same thing. I'm not shooting the messenger, but he was in a relationship
with Ciara. It was cute
he's
when the
been
two
hot,
got together.
But he hasn't been known the way that he is now known.
But I feel like people who listen to Future's music aren't thinking... I don't think about Ciara at all when I, like,
I don't listen
to...
Future, so I don't know.
If I turn a Future track on, I'm not thinking like, oh my god, Ciara. But when I hear I Bet, every time I hear that song, I'm like, oh, you know she just sang it into
but
that.
But that's
like,
with anybody's music. True. Your art is not the same as going on Twitter and blasting your family on Twitter. Like, doing a song versus, like, and you're not specifically naming your baby mama, like, whatever, in that song. Yeah. So, I think there's room to, like, whatever. I mean, in the end, maybe her end goal is just to get an injunction where he is not, because she says, like, she wants to block him from being able to say anything about private family matters regarding their son, which I personally think they should both be barred from saying anything about their private
know who you're having a child with, people.
But
like,
that, in the end, that's the deal.
Well,
stop
she just
fucking
performed.
Rappers,
she just like, performed yesterday too in New York.
Did.
So,
she's so bothered.
One of our insider reporters said that she didn't seem to be fazed by all this drama that's happening.
Of course,
happening
she's not.
In her
it's
life.
A lawsuit.
Well,
somebody
she
else is handling it.
And if she gets $15 million,
this is publicity
she's not
going
to get $15 million. The point is to get him to have to shut up
and to get people to turn and listen to her. Poor Ciara, she's going through it. She's performing for the children.
I don't think anybody's saying poor Ciara though. Like, I feel like most people are like, "Girl, what are you doing?"
Well, yeah, but I feel like she wants the poor Ciara.
That's
because it's
like
just
too.
Like, why?
Why do you keep going? I mean,
granted.
I think she is tired of him running off at the mouth on Twitter because she did not respond to those Twitter rants. And when you bring the child up specifically, you are... Because in the end, like, we were like... I mean, I was like, I understand where he was coming from being upset if that's what's happening. But you put your business out there in public and about your child. Your child is under 5 years. Like, it's ridiculous. And you should be told to shut up because of that.
Yeah.
Because you're not a grown up. And
now,
somebody needs to tell you to shut up.
I agree. And
right.
Now,
like Kim told Kanye.
right.
And now I gotta go meet with this stripper.
And if the judge
what?
Has to do it by me suing you for libel, because I'm probably not gonna get $15 million. It's not about the money. It's to get you to shut up.
Right.
It's talking about our business.
And Future, just so you know, I mean, you probably want to stop saying certain things that.
Yes.
Like this quote.
Because he said
some
horrible shit.
This B got control problems. I gotta go through lawyers to see baby Future. The effing $15,000 for effing $15,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know, something crazy.
You're giving too much information about your private life that has to do with your child.
Yeah. So
that's
I think
right.
They should both just quit it.
They both need to shut the
And at the end of the day, the kid's going to be the one who suffers. So
the kid is already suffering.
Poor baby Future.
Look at who, whatever. I won't say that.
All right.
Anyway, so that's what you do when you have baby mama daddy drama problems, apparently.
Yeah. Or, you know what? Maybe Future should start doing some fantasy football, because I might calm him down a little bit if he could win
Does he have
up to $2 million in prizes.
I'm gonna look it up.
Is he worth 15?
I
want to
see how much he worth.
I think, you know, I think he might.
No, I don't think he worth 15.
That's a lot of money.
I see like seven to ten.
But anyway, no. He should finish his fantasy football so he can win.
He should finish fantasy football and he can get some extra money that he may
he
have
might
to pay
need
her.
To pay it.
Yeah. So, and if you would like to also play fantasy football, go to DraftKings.com, use the code name Black, and you can play, get your fantasy football on too. It's up to $2 million in prizes.
$8 million, sorry.
Wait, you're confusing. You're confusing the ads.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Not $8 million in prizes. $2 million in prizes.
Yes.
DraftKings.com, fantasy football, code name Black. Play. Let us know if you win. A lot of fun. Easy to do. All right, we're going to move on to the EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
You got all the inside tea on this one.
Yeah. I got all the inside tea on this one. Well, let's see. So first of all, TV One just premiered their new show, The Next 15, and it came on last night at 9 p.m.
Yes, was it good?
It was good. They gave BHL some love, so if you haven't seen it, check it out, because one of our hosts here, Jennifer Williams, who does the show Just Sane, is on the show. So shout out to Jennifer for doing a great job and getting this show. But there has been a lot of drama behind the scenes, apparently, for this show between her and Claudia Jordan, formerly of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
Apparently, the drama has stemmed. You'll see kind of in the teaser for the first episode, the drama has stemmed from a while ago before they were taping, because apparently Jennifer allegedly was dating an ex-boyfriend of Claudia's, and Claudia wasn't feeling her because of that. And then at the premiere party last week, there was a little drama beforehand because Claudia had accused Jennifer of being jealous of her as well. So Jennifer, you know, she went to Instagram, as we like to do sometimes, and post a little response to what Claudia was saying in interviews about being jealous of, about Jennifer being jealous of her. This was Jennifer's response. So I land in ATL and get word at Claudia Jordan is doing interviews saying I'm jealous of her. Biswear, as we see from the trailer, you don't want these problems. Keep my name out of your mouth trying to get some press. Claudia responded to that. Claudia said, laugh out loud. You're so happy to be talked about again. She said, you're welcome, boo. Welcome back. So I actually, you know, had talked to Jennifer. She's a friend and a great host here about this, because I wanted to see if she would give us kind of a statement, a little bit more insight on what was going on.
And so what she
said? I actually appreciate what Jennifer said. You know, she said she wasn't going to give any more attention to this. She said what she said is how she felt on Instagram. Mm. She said that if you watch everything that's going on, it's Claudia who is making all these accusations and keeping kind of things stirred up. And she said she didn't want to be a part of that. So I respect that, you know, because, you know, hey, it is what it is. Now, the show is, like I said, just premiered last night. It has Claudia, Jennifer. It has
the
queen of reality
Tiffany
TV.
Pollard.
Tiffany
That's
Pollard.
That's the only reason I want to see
I love
show.
New York. It has Benzino, as well as Karamo. From used to be on Real World. I think it was it Real was it? World Philly, maybe Philly? I feel like it was Philadelphia.
I think that's after I stopped watching.
I feel
like it was Philly. As well as Laura Govan.
Oh.
So
do we get to see her, like her sister at all?
Well, there is a story that pops up on the show, which I didn't know about, but it looks pretty juicy. It's about Laura sending a tweet. Apparently, there are some accusations that her husband maybe slept with possibly her sister, or, you know, just a lot of it's teased in the trailer. So you get all the tea in the trailer.
This is
a crazy world. But
and so they're all competing to be in a talk show.
Find out is that from the first episode is that Claudia initiates getting all this together. One of the producers, Carlos King, he was the man behind a lot of the Real Housewives of Atlanta and a variety of different reality shows. They're good friends, and she talks to him about kind of revamping her career and some ideas that she has for a talk show and some other things going on. And then you see people start to get placed in certain things with this show.
Must not have worked over at Dish Nation, huh, Claude?
Yes.
No. Question. That was the question.
Yeah, I was like, was that a little shade? I didn't really, you know.
She likes a little catty shade. You know what I mean? She from the side eye. She from the road.
It didn't work out because she ain't
little side eye shade right there.
I really don't know if she is.
But I can't lie to you. The show looks interesting. It's going to, you know, it's got me. I want to see where it goes.
I'm going to check it out.
And I got to see Tiffany. I mean, even her entrance into the show last night, it got me excited. I can't lie.
Oh, I can't even.
She's
imagine.
The queen.
Because I've been gagging with the clips from Big Brother Celebrity of her.
Oh, yeah.
I got to watch it because I've been waiting just for it to all upload online.
We want
so
her
I can
to
watch
come
it,
back.
She is.
She was
just
fun on Botched.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
Yeah, she was on Botched.
We got to get hilarious. Her.
But it's going to be a lot of stuff. It's going to be juicy. I can't lie. It's going to be juicy. Right. And they're going to keep the drama going. And you know what? Go support our girl, Jennifer Williams. And also watch her show, Just Saying, on BHL, because she does her thing. And we're really happy for her. And
for sure.
I'm sure we'll see a lot more tea that's going to be happening pretty soon for that show. All right. Moving on to our last topic of the day.
I'm so excited for this.
I judged you
for this, you know, and then I read it. I was like, what?
See? Okay, I don't know if everyone is into ghosts and supernatural. I am,
you
all right?
I had to give him
I am a lover of horror movies.
I love Jesus.
I believe in supernatural. I don't believe that we're just the only beings on this earth. I get my X-Files on. I'll get my sci-fi on. And I get my chiller.
Loving the new X-Files. Yes. Mm. Oh. After talk. After
we'll talk about that after the show. Yeah, there's a couple things I've
said. I never watched
X-Files
until the new one. And then I went back.
All right, well, we'll get into that. But, okay. But what I'm excited to announce is that Destination America is set to premiere Ghost Brothers on April 15th. It's a 6-part series, unscripted.
Brothers.
Excuse me.
Not brothers.
Unscripted. And it's a comedic take on ghost hunting. So it stars all African Americans, Dalen Spratt, Jawan Mass, and Marcus Harvey. It's on the line of Ghost Hunters, if you've ever watched Ghost Hunters on sci-fi, where they go around to different haunted
it like
places.
A scary movie
hotels.
Yeah, it's
going to
be so funny.
Yeah, it's going to be, it has a comedic twist to
they
it. They're
going
to
be running out of them buildings all the time. Like,
well, and they said that the show is already, you know, they're already really excited about the first episode that they all screened. They said it's going to be really, really good. Here's what one of the hunters, Dalen Spratt, I believe that's his right name. Yes, Dalen Spratt. He said, "We're excited to join the Destination America family and prove that there can be a little humor in the unknown. But the best part about the Ghost Brothers is that this time the black guys make it out of the haunted house alive." That was my favorite quote right there. I mean, I'm excited about this.
Mm-mm, me too.
What do you think?
I'll watch it.
I'm excited. I really want to see who that taught me on the left is.
You're hilarious.
You're hilarious right now.
You're that white shit.
I'll watch it. I mean, but Destination America is like not even on. I mean,
I'm definitely going to have to like
it's one of them channels. I don't even know where it is. I know I have it, but I don't know where it is. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Applaud to them for just taking the risk. Hey. And maybe if it goes well enough, maybe
it can
be syndicated
it,
into other
it.
Networks
support
like
it.
Sci-Fi. You for know, sure. And they are behind doing Ghost Hunters, and Ghost Hunters is doing well on Sci-Fi Channel. And I think it's also on Chiller sometimes, or maybe just Sci-Fi.
I just love that we'll probably get like a realistic take on this stuff. Because it's like sometimes you watch those Ghost Hunter things and you're like, why would you, like, clearly I know like a ghost ain't going to come punch me in my face, but why would you go in that room, sir? I mean, for the most part, I would assume that. But like some of those, I'd really be looking at them like, you had to have scaled this wall before. You have to have been in here to know that you are safe to walk into that room.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're going to really deliver.
I mean, that's what I can't lie. The urban point of view of the show, that's what I'm excited about. You know what I'm saying? The urban point of view. That's what we want to see.
Non-urban, side note, horror movie you guys have to watch on Netflix, Day of Vengeance.
Okay.
Just check it out. It's like, horror movies, if you were like,
is
it
based
off
some true facts or just?
I don't know. Okay. I hope not. That'd be really scary. Oh my God. But like, imagine you being put into a horror movie and you know all the times where you'd be like, this would never happen. I would have done this. Day of Vengeance.
That, well, that's
blood
it.
On her face. Like, just go look
okay,
at
well, that. Okay, well, I'm going
to
check that out.
I just had to give that because I just watched it last night.
I feel that. But that's why, like I said, that's why I'm excited about this show. Because well,
it's
of the
called
fact
Ghost
that
Brothers.
Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers.
I hope it's not, America. I just hope it's not too campy. Like, when they said it had a comedic twist to it, I was like, okay, I hope it's, when they said,
no,
when they said unscripted,
like,
so I was like, okay.
They're going to just be talking smack, like, what are you doing? Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to be some real stuff the brothers, like, we would be talking about.
What's the production company?
Destination America. Oh, it's Pilgrim. Pilgrim is who's doing it.
Did you go in with me for that audition where they were looking for three friends?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I want to say that was actually... I wonder if this stemmed off of that audition.
Interesting. Well,
there was a whole cast
of
a bunch of...
Listen, if you need some more ghost hunters, I'm down. Like, just call me.
Can we just film our own?
I am
and do
not.
It?
I'm actually mad
Courtney.
Because, listen, I said this. We've been talking about this for...
I don't open myself can, to
how about
of
the
that.
This Week crew
no, no,
be the
no.
next Ghost Hunters? And how
no, no,
hilarious
no.
would Courtney
be
in this process?
I'd be like, hell, mm-mm.
She's like a hot sauce
not
in my
Not today,
bag.
Satan. Not today. No, no,
that
no.
That alone will make the show. All right, that's all I got today.
No.
That's all I got. Listen, we're going to write this, and we're going to submit this. All right.
Oh, goodness.
I want to remind everybody to go to BuzzFeed.
Put a ghost in a headlock.
Yeah, put a ghost in a headlock.
Like, no. I have dominion.
Courtney would be protecting us. Me and Daryl would be behind Courtney. Like.
No, listen, I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'm not afraid of ghosts.
Until one comes
you ain't
in
afraid of ghosts?
Face.
I'm not afraid. And listen,
that
I always
say
that
means you don't really believe in ghosts.
Right.
No, I believe
that. Because if you believe what a ghost actually
is. I tell them, you don't harm me, I don't harm you. I don't want to see you, you don't want to see me.
But if you give him... That's another conversation.
I lived with a voodoo ghost once, but that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen many spirits.
Oh, my. This conversation.
I know one that I woke up to at the end of my bed, but that's a different subject as well.
Yes, that sounds like a different type of stuff.
That's right. Another episode. We'll do that next week.
On that note, where can they find you?
Not getting ghost blowjobs.
Damn.
Okay,
that's how we're ending the show?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and not nowhere near none of that at Stuart Starlin.
You can find me at church and also online at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me getting a rosary and you can find me at Daryl Kristen lighting candles. You can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And reminding everyone to go to the BuzzMeter question, which is, do you find Beyonce's song Formation empowering? And also, I kind of want to know, will you be joining the rally?
Will you be joining the rally
at the NFL
headquarters
on Tuesday?
Where is the
NFL Tuesday?
Headquarters?
I feel like it's in New York, but I could be totally wrong.
That would be interesting.
I hope it's in New York.
I need some videotape of that.
Because the president out here, like, we don't need a whole bunch
we don't
of things
need
happening.
More.
Yeah, but if you do go and you are supportive
take
of
some pictures
oh, no,
some
video
Beyonce,
tape it
please
send it to us.
Send it to us. Yes. We will post it. Send it to us yes. at BHL no. Online. Mm-hmm. Please do. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Daryl Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.